The Phoenix Suns back over 500 with their fourth straight win tonight at home over the Charlotte Hornets, 128-97. On today's episode of Locked On Suns, we'll break down the Cam Johnson effect, the Chris Paul plus shooters formula, and why it works, and a new addition to the all-star team of Chris Paul punked players around the NBA. Lots to dive into after another big blowout win. Let's go.
You are Locked On Suns, your daily Phoenix Suns podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
We are back. This is Locked On Phoenix Suns. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network, and I'm your host, Brendan Kleen, a credentialed media member covering the Suns for the past six seasons, and a writer at Suns.com and Dime Magazine. Thank you all for making Locked On Suns your first listen here on this Wednesday, a winning Wednesday, to continue what has been an awesome homestand. Wherever you're finding the show, hit follow, hit subscribe, Apple, Spotify, leave us a five-star review. You can also find us on YouTube, on the Locked On Suns YouTube channel, where you can hit the bell on a show, get a notification when a new one goes live, and drop me a comment right here on this video with your take on the Phoenix Suns' big win, blowout win, over the Charlotte Hornets. Can also follow along on Twitter, of course, as well, at Locked On PHX Suns, where you can give your seven words or less game takes. We have at Justopian with Cam is him. We have at Shaked Up 12 with Shazam. Cam was hot, hot, hot. I love them all. We have at Rudy Baron 20 with they, period, don't, period, want, period, to see us healthy. Love it. Follow along on Twitter to get in on the post-game action with the seven words or less game takes as well. Again, 128-97 was the final score. We're going to zoom in on the third quarter like we always do, starting with the moment of the game. In this case, it was the beginning of that third quarter, a 16-5 run that the Suns made that took the game from getting a little uncomfortable to fully out of reach. And I'll give you some numbers behind this blowout. Today's show, folks, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more when you visit the FanDuel.com sportsbook website. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. More from them later on in the show. Let us dive into this third quarter. First and foremost, I think you got to rewind a bit. This is a game where the Suns were up 36-15 after the first quarter. Then they were up, what is the 58-47 at the half. So in that second quarter, Charlotte made a little bit of a push. They got Nick Richards off the court, which was beneficial. And then they made it a little tight, which is admirable. This is a team that has had some problems. The Suns come out of halftime. They go on what I already told you was a 16-5 run. And basically, they quiet down any question about what this game was going to be. So you had 5 points from Cam Johnson, including a big-time dunk in transition against Mason Plumlee, although Plumlee respectfully shimmied off to the side and out of harm's way here. 5 points from Chris Paul, a three from Cam from Mikal Bridges, which Cam Johnson assisted on, and actually looks like 6 points from Bridges. So it was just those three guys. 6 points from Bridges, 5 points from Paul, 5 points from Cam. That adds up to 16, and it ends with a timeout at the 7:49 mark by the Charlotte Hornets. That was it. The lead became 19 points at that point, at that moment, and you look at the final score, which was a 21-point game, it never really got close again. And I think there's something to that. I mean, the Suns are not where we are used to seeing them in terms of clutch rating, or clutch net rating, so late in games that are close, how are the Suns doing? That number has waned a little bit from last season when they were historically great. We've seen them against teams like the Grizzlies a couple days ago, against the Warriors a couple weeks ago, where they'll build these leads as they've gotten a little bit more on track with their season. They'll build these leads and then they'll cough them up. Now, I know it's the Hornets, okay? I get that. But we also need to remember they lost clunkers to the Knicks, to the Raptors, to the Wizards. Better teams than the Hornets. I obviously understand that. No LaMelo Ball tonight, no Gordon Hayward tonight. But I think if we act like this is expected, we lose sight very quickly of how ugly things just were. All right, so I'm going to give them credit. I'm not going to use this Hornets game as some sort of indication that they're back and they're ready to go and they're coming for the title, but it's still pretty impressive to be reminded that this is the type of thing we saw the Suns do all the time the past two seasons, right? Just hit the gas, create separation, rest guys in the fourth quarter, all this stuff. I pulled this number to illustrate how frequent this used to be versus where we've fallen to with this Suns team this season, all right? Last year, the Phoenix Suns had 16 wins of 20 or more points. And that's actually understating it because there were a lot of 18 and 19 point wins as I went through. They had 16 wins of 20 or more points last season, right? That's 82 games, 16 of those wins. They had 64 wins. So one out of every four wins last season for the Suns was a blowout of 20 or more points, okay? This year, they have 25 wins. Only four of them, and they're obviously 49 games into the season, only four of them have been 20 or more point victories, okay? So that's less than one out of every six wins on pace, whereas last year it was one out of every four. You combine that with the clutch regression that the Suns have gone through. And that feeling, I would say the explosion where Booker went off in the third quarter against Chicago and had the 26 point third quarter felt like this. There's been some moments, but for the most part, we haven't had this feeling, I think, of with this Suns team of just ending a team, ending the game, winning, taking hold of a victory, whether it's late or in this case in a third quarter. That was very good to see. I think the other feeling of familiarity we got from this game was that recipe of Chris Paul plus shooters in the regular season. That is going to be a great, great pathway to winning basketball games. We'll talk about how that all went down next. First, today's show, folks, brought to you as well by the FanDuel Sportsbook. The NFL playoffs are here. Conference championship weekend is days away, and we're very excited that that coincides with the announcement of our new sports betting partner for the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one sportsbook in America. That is FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, even better, because they have a ton of great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. There's no better time than now to dive in. New customers who join today can get started with a $150 in free bets, guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. So just sign up now. It's all you got to do at FanDuel.com/lockedon. You got to remember FanDuel.com/lockedon. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spread to player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. We can dive in. We have NBA odds for Wednesday night are already up. Big night in the NBA, as always. The 76ers favored over the Brooklyn Nets at home by 5.5 if you're maybe wanting to get in before the football weekend. And then we have Bucks Nuggets, which will be a huge game. Giannis and Chris Middleton are back. The Bucks are favored by 7 at home against the Nuggets. And, of course, Nikola Jokic. Football, basketball, and more, all of it over at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Place your first $5 bet to get a $150 in free bets. Win or lose at FanDuel.com/lockedon. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. talked about the sensation, the feeling of when the Suns just rise to that other level and take hold of a victory. That was a very familiar feeling. I think the other thing that you have to say was familiar feeling about this victory was the recipe, okay? The Suns had 38 assists, although the Suns' official box score that they handed us post-game had 37. We'll split the difference. We'll just say 37. And they made 22 three-pointers. So you had everybody from Dwayne Washington dusting him off, getting a couple threes from him, to obviously Cam Johnson as the star of the show tonight with 24 points in 18 minutes, including 6 of 7 from deep overall. Everybody got in on the action. Jock Landale made 3 of his 7 triples. Josh Okogie made 2 of 4. And so it was a party from downtown. The assists, obviously those numbers go hand in hand. We know that. These are things that I'm having the deja vu of feeling like this was, I was a broken record with these numbers last season. We talked constantly about the connection between those assists and the threes, wanting to thread the needle between balance of getting up a lot of enough threes. You want to take more than 30. You want to get close to 30 assists, but you also want to try to get to the free throw line. These are all things we talked about a lot last year, even the beginning of this year. But you zoom in on Chris Paul, 14 points, 11 assists, 0 turnovers. And I really do want to highlight that because he had 5 on Sunday against Memphis. He's been a guy who has been uncharacteristic with his turnovers this season. I think it's another sign of him aging, of him playing himself into shape a little bit, of him dealing with some of this pain and injury that he's had to deal with. He is at 2.1 turnovers per game, which is lower than last season, but obviously he's playing a little bit fewer minutes. His turnover rate overall is lower than last season, but it's higher than his first season in Phoenix, and it's higher than his season in Oklahoma City. So maybe it is more of a couple of year-long trend, but nevertheless, very good to see when he has those zero turnover games. You just create that much more of a layer that the opponent is going to have to get through to beat you when you're not making mistakes of your own. Jock Landale had 4 turnovers in this game. Šarić had 3. Bismack Biyombo had 3. The Suns still got to 17 turnovers, don't get me wrong, but when the ball was in Chris Paul's hands, high pick and roll with Bismack Biyombo and shooters around him, it was a very good recipe. Then the big men actually got in on it as well, which you probably have to go even a little bit further back to really get to that. You know, probably the 18-game winning streak at the beginning of last season when Frank Kaminsky was still healthy is probably when you have to rewind to get to a point where big man ball movement was something we talked about with these Phoenix Suns. Obviously, Dario Šarić missed all of last season. Jock Landale, a little bit of that type of player. He was not on this team last season. Kaminsky missed most of the year. JaVale McGee was not really that type of player. But that's a trademark of how Monty Williams wants to run things too, right? High-low passing, guys at the elbow with cutters, ball movement around the arc to create openings, paint to great, 0.5, all these buzzwords you know that Monty believes in from an offensive standpoint were on full display today. You don't get to 38 assists on accident. And it indicates to me that this team, again, it's going to be beating the same drum, but if a 4-game win streak wasn't enough to convince you that this team had turned a corner, I think you have to look at the fact that they are playing their own style of basketball again. I talked yesterday on the show about them getting back to 11th on defense as an indicator. I think tonight was a lot about the offensive side where getting up threes, open threes, good ball movement, and, you know, the star players leading the way. That's what the Suns have been. And we saw it again tonight, without a doubt. I want to do a Bench Mob vibe check. It feels so good to have a normal show again. I want to do a Bench Mob vibe check, which we have not done in a while. And then I want to bring back a very good, very classic segment, post-game show segment here on Locked On Suns related to Chris Paul and the way that he took it to Hornets backup center Nick Richards. We'll dive into all of that in a second. First, one more quick break. Benchmob Vibe Check here, starting with Cam Johnson. So just to take the pulse on where he's at, he did not play the first night of the back-to-back over the weekend in a win against the Pacers. He returned to the bench. He hasn't been on the injury report since then. So Sunday's game against Memphis, he was not on the injury report. Tonight, he was not on the injury report. I would expect that will be the same on Thursday against the Mavericks in a night game on TNT, part of this rivalry week that the NBA is doing. Nevertheless, he admitted he played 30 minutes on Sunday, and he admitted to some fatigue. Now, I think we have to talk about it in two ways, right? Is the knee in a good spot? Is he feeling any pain or injury risk with that? And then second to that is, how is his physical conditioning and, you know, stamina? And I think that second thing is going to be the bigger concern. He didn't play basketball for a long time, you know, and he had dealt with injuries in the beginning of the season here and there as well. I mean, we were only, less than a month into the season when he tore the meniscus. So he hasn't really been able to get going, get consistent. I'm playing this many minutes. I'm checking in at these times. I'm going to be doing this type of thing on the court. I mean, that's going to be pretty standard for him no matter what. But that type of reintegration is going to be the much bigger thing than the knee. Then on top of that, with Cam Johnson, you have a situation where, and if you listen to what Monty's saying or you read what he's saying in some of these press conferences, you can read between the lines a little bit, and he is very clearly thinking about how do we avoid another Cam Johnson injury, right? Because the kind of elephant in the room with Cam is, I'm not going to pretend like we all saw this specific injury coming, although he did have it in college too, but he's a player where anytime he gets to a pretty high minutes threshold, or he plays a lot of minutes, a lot of days in a row, he tends to come away hurt. Both of the past two seasons, he has entered the playoffs with injuries. He had some injury stuff in the preseason, at the start of the regular season, and then obviously kind of punctuated that with this meniscus. So Monty is balancing all of that as well, right? You don't want to put too much on him right away. You want to slowly build, but I think that there's going to be a lot more intention behind meeting benchmarks and proving his physical stability. And so I think that'll be a big part of what we see too, right? Okay, so 18 minutes, he rested the whole fourth quarter tonight because the Suns had the game in hand. Monty's probably not going to push him past 25 or so most nights. Monty talked about wanting to get to 27 to 28 in the high 20s as the next sort of stepping stone to be able to consistently play Cam in that range without it fatiguing him. And then he talked about in the low 30s being the next one, but they're not going to go past that just to win a game. I really don't think that they are. I think that they're looking at this as an opportunity to rebuild the physical well-being and stability and consistency of a player who has had a lot of problems with that. So that's where that is at. I think it's going to be something that is going to be a storyline for the rest of the season. The other part of the Benchmob Vibe Check, Josh Okogie was the first man to check in. I think he's going to be a mainstay in this rotation, even when players get healthy. He played more than Torrey Craig tonight, played more than Damian Lee tonight. Ish Wainwright wasn't even in the rotation tonight for what that's worth. So Okogie, I think, kind of goes without saying he's going to get some run, even when Booker, Payne, Shamet, Ayton all come back. The last thing on the Benchmob Vibe Check is Dario Saric. Actually, let's switch over. I'll finish with Dario. Let's switch over to a new member of the Facundo Campazzo All-Stars. And longtime listeners will know exactly what I'm talking about here. Maybe less so for the shorter time listeners. Facundo Campazzo was the backup point guard for the Nuggets for a long time. 2 years, not a long time, I guess. He got run over, just embarrassed by Chris Paul the first time that they matched up. This isn't even about the playoff series, actually, because Campazzo didn't really play at that point. This is about the regular season that year, Campazzo getting absolutely embarrassed and owned by Chris Paul. And not just not being able to guard him, but this was Chris Paul, if you remember this game, guys, just he's doing the swing through. He's shooting over the top of him. He's shoving him. He despised Campazzo. And so this honorary title, Kristaps Porzingis has gotten on this list in the past. Tons of other players. This is an honorary title for a player who just gets a little embarrassed, a little scared, and that Chris Paul takes it personally to hand it to in the course of a game. And tonight, as I already said, goes to Nick Richards. Hornets backup big man, played with disappointing effort. I mean, I'm just a basketball fan. Like, I'm not here to bash Charlotte. I don't care about the future of the center spot on the Charlotte Hornets deeply enough to go about insulting anybody that plays that position for them right now. But just as somebody who's like, I want to see good basketball players play good basketball, Richards is a guy who effort and all that stuff has kind of plagued him forever. And it was just disappointing to watch how little. I know he got three blocks, but if you look at the box score, he was a team worst minus 18 of anyone who was in the normal rotation. I should say, of the centers who played real minutes in this game, which were basically just Richards and Plumlee and, you know, later in the game, Kai Jones, JT Thor, Mark Williams got in there. They even had a little bit more success. Richards was a minus 18. So the Hornets got outscored by 18 when he was on the floor. They only got outscored by 6 when Plumlee was on the court. So he gets on there. He is the latest entrant, and that really shows you more about Chris Paul getting right than I think anything else, is the fact that he's back to taking no prisoners with his embarrassment that he can wreak on an opponent. All right, but that takes us to the final observation from the Bench Mob Vibe Check, where we just like to look at the second unit, but in this case, it's a lot more about injuries and who's getting back and who's playing and when and all that stuff. Dario Saric, we saw him close the game against Memphis as basically a center. Well, he was a center because Landale and Biyombo both fouled out. Tonight, didn't really get close at the end, obviously, and neither of those guys fouled out. But Dario played more minutes than Landale, more minutes than anyone on the bench not named Josh Okogie, and was very good. He even tried to get a dunk in. He was 6 of 9 from the field, 3 of 4 from deep, 3 assists, 8 rebounds, including 4 offensive rebounds. He was orchestrating offense. He was screening and popping, screening and rolling a little bit, finishing at the basket, finishing from deep, all of it. And it's interesting. He's playing a lot. He's playing almost exclusively at the 4 this season. He played next to Jock tonight, played next to Biyombo tonight. We've seen him play a little bit next to Ayton. Obviously, he's started some games at the four next to DeAndre Ayton this season. I don't know. I talked about it with Brandon on Monday. I'm not positive if he will be in the rotation when everybody's healthy. I don't know if they see him as a backup four, especially now that Cam Johnson's back. Torrey Craig is really the backup four. As soon as Booker gets back and he starts at the two, Cam moves down a position, Mikal moves down a position. Now you're talking about Cam Johnson as the starting four. You talk about then Torrey Craig becoming the backup four. Are there minutes for Dario? It's exactly where we were at the beginning of the season. I think he's played well enough that you have to find a spot for him, but at the same time, it doesn't seem like Monty is fully comfortable with putting Dario in at center right now. There's moves to be made. There's trades that could happen. I think he's earned the right. He's playing better than Landale lately. He is definitely playing better than somebody like Ish Wainwright. He should be out there. It's going to be interesting to see how Monty chooses to deploy him. Do they go back to putting him in at center at times? Maybe he just takes the Landale spot in the rotation, some of it's matchup-based, etc. Or maybe they do put him at the four and they just juggle multiple guys playing forward on this team between Craig, Johnson, and Šarić. There's a lot of options. The good thing about Dario is he's versatile, but he's playing very, very well lately. And he was a plus 20 tonight, better than anyone in the starting lineup. Bench made a big run with him in there. We'll see. It's been fun to watch him. I hope we get to continue doing that. That is what I will say to end us there. 128-97, a fourth straight victory for the Phoenix Suns. Big time stuff, getting back into contention in the Western Conference. They are tied for sixth right now after this win. Aaron Edwards will be here on Thursday to get you ready for Suns Mavs, to talk about the latest Chris Paul rumors. So hit follow, hit subscribe, make Locked On Suns your first listen Thursday, Friday, and every single weekday from here until the rest of time. Whatever podcast platform you love, find us there, hit subscribe or follow to get us in your feed. In the meantime, go make Locked On Sports today your second listen to get caught up on everything going on around the whole world of sports. Maybe get ready for conference championship weekend over in the NFL, whatever it is. Hit them up. They're on every podcast platform. And I will talk to you all tomorrow.